News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
And we begin with the reported resignation of Keir Starmer, reported by Donald Trump, who posted yesterday, Keir Starmer will resign as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. He failed badly on two very important subjects, immigration and energy, open North Sea oil. I wish him well. President DJT. With us is James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. James, has Donald Trump got it right?
Well, it looks very much like that, doesn't it? Nothing's been confirmed, but I think everything that we've seen and heard since around 3 a.m. on Friday morning has pointed to the Prime Minister entering the last phase of his premiership.
Reports are suggesting that he spends the weekend at Chequers reflecting on political realities, is the phrase that is often being used. What are those political realities from his perspective?
The political realities are that a significant chunk of the parliamentary Labour Party have lost faith in the Prime Minister, and that a ready-made replacement has now been elected in the form of Andy Burnham.
And Andy Burnham, of course, is going to be signed in as a, or appointed formally as a an MP today. Is there going to be a coronation or a contest, do you think?
I've said since Andy announced he was fighting Makerfield that I thought the Parliament, the Labour Party were heading for a coronation. And I still think that that is the case. What's really interesting is what exactly is the timings here? Because there are suggestions that Andy wants to wait until as late as September to head into number 10 to give himself time to prepare. Personally, I think that would be an error.
Well, presumably it leaves an administration that is a very lame duck for a very long time.
But indeed, and politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. So I think, you know, momentum is everything in these matters. And if I was Andy, I'd want to get in as soon as possible, albeit, you know, maybe take a month to prepare and, you know, have an orderly transition. We've got the NATO summit coming up at the start of July, and obviously that would give the Prime Minister an opportunity to get the Defence Investment Plan, which has been long delayed, out of the door. And then there's actually the UK-EU reset summit at the back end of July. And it may be that the Prime Minister wants to, you know, use these moments as kind of legacy moments. But, you know, I think what happens is, you know, you're most powerful at the beginning of your kind of trajectory into Downing Street. And I think if I was Andy, I'd want to seize the moment.
And from Keir Starmer's perspective, is it a bit like Lady Macbeth? If it is done, it'd be well that it be done quickly. Would he rather just be gone?
I think he would like some time to maybe, you know, have those kind of big moments on the world stage, which is where we've seen him sort of, you know, at his most successful. No prime minister ever wants to kind of give up the reins of power, and so there will be a temptation to cling on. But it'd be an entirely human reaction to say, well, you know, damn you all, I'm off then. If you don't want me, I'm not gonna stay and serve. Personally, I don't think the Prime Minister's like that. He's driven by duty. He's driven by what he thinks is in the country's interests. So I suspect we'll see him actually, you know, going for that kind of orderly transition.
Now, he's going to wake up to something of a vacuum this morning. How much pressure will he be under to make a clear position in the next hour or so?
Well, we've got a deadline hurtling towards us, which is the cabinet meeting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. in 10 Downing Street. It feels fairly unsustainable that, you know, when you've had a number of cabinet ministers tell you privately that the game is up, that you can sit there and do that.
And what do you think that means? By cabinet tomorrow or this morning?
Well, look, I think the Prime Minister is actually due out on a visit this morning, and as late as last night, people were still expecting that to go ahead. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at some point today or very early tomorrow morning.
James, lastly, when you look at his tenure, because he came in with not a terribly passionate majority, but an overwhelming majority, and there was an initial sense that after a significant period of horrendous flux and turnover in Prime Ministers, that there was some sense of optimism coming in around his premiership. How did it go so badly wrong so fast?
Well, I think the decision to cut winter fuel payments for pensioners was the kind of original sin of this government. But it was the missteps on welfare that kind of plunged the Prime Minister into political purgatory. When he was unable to get those through, I think his authority took a huge dent.
James, thank you very much. That is James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. 53106. If you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.